Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cavaliers last night, a 125-105 loser to the Boston Celtics. Cavs now 3-2 on the season. Gary Washburn, nice enough to join us here on the Fan Hotline. Of course, he's from the Boston Globe. He's been with us before, and we do appreciate his time. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Appreciate you joining us. Just your thoughts on last night's game. I don't know. We're still trying to figure out what the Cavaliers are going to be down the road because of all the injuries, but I'm curious from the Boston perspective what you thought of last night's game.
I thought the Cavaliers were in a trance. Like besides the first quarter, and they couldn't miss in the first quarter. I think they were 11 for their first 13 from the 3-point line. They just played like, and Donovan, Donovan usually just kills the Celtics. I mean, I've seen that guy with the 45s and 50s and not scoring most of the last three quarters. And that one drive he had to the basket in the fourth quarter, he just dropped the ball out of bounds. Like, there was a lot of just sleepwalking, I felt, on the Cavs side. I don't know if it was just fatigue or just what it was, but they're just definitely not what they hope to be at this point. I was disappointed in the team that I saw.
Yeah, there was a certain trance going on there, and I think something that had to do maybe with the Celtics, you know, shooting the lights out there in the first half with 14 threes as well. I don't think Donovan was right either, Gary. There seems to be a hamstring or something that's bothering him, so he wasn't quite himself. I was really interested to see what this Celtic team would look like and if you could give us a little insight into how they're going to go forward without Tatum. I mean, it's obviously nice to have a Jaylen Brown as your secondary guy who's now your primary guy offensively, but they're going to have to kind of reinvent the wheel a little bit, aren't they, this season?
Yeah, they're going to be a different team, obviously. I mean, they're shooting as many threes, if not more, as they've had in the past, so that's not going to change. But they're going to be more of a scrappy defensive team, a team that's going to have to play harder than their opponents. I mean, in years past, they could get by with kind of sliding at times because they had enough talent to beat most opponents on most nights. This team is going to have to play really hard every night, especially against the elite teams like the Cavaliers. So last night they played hard. They swarmed, you know, Mobley in the paint. He didn't have his typical night. They fouled a lot. Like I said, I think Jared Allen went to the free throw line 8 times. Like, they're going to make mistakes, but they're also going to play really hard. And they got a couple of new young guys who are looking to prove themselves. And I think that was the thing. They had to kind of flip the roster. They had to get younger and more athletic. And they had to get guys who were just going to be out there every night. You know, they just couldn't trust Kristaps Porzingis anymore to stay healthy. They had to move on, and they had to, you know, they couldn't afford Al Horford anymore or Luke Kornet, and they had to move Drew Holiday. So they are playing with a lot of guys with something to prove. And then Brown has something to prove. I think Brown, throughout his career, has felt slighted and disrespected and felt like, hey, I'm a top 15 player myself, and people don't treat me like that. And I think he wants to prove that he's an all NBA guy. So there's a lot of little things kind of like, and then Mazzulla wants to prove that he can coach a team that's not favored to win the championship. I think that there's a lot of players in that locker room with chips on their shoulders, and they played their best game of the season last night. They swarmed defensively. They knocked down three. Sam Hauser hits seven of them. I mean, they played almost as well as they could play last night.
You're exactly right. And I think it's interesting too, Gary, you know, everybody talks about how they're, you know, who's going to come out of the East. And obviously the Knicks and the Cavaliers are kind of looked upon as maybe the one and the two and what have you. But I think it's interesting, this Boston team being an example of, you know, some of these teams that are kind of being overlooked at this point. And when you look across the East and you look at what, you know, Giannis could potentially do with the Bucks, and can Embiid stay healthy with the Sixers, and are the Magic ready to take a bigger step up? How do you see the East right now? Is it imbalanced? Are you looking at maybe these secondary and tertiary teams as ones to keep an eye on? The Hawks, another example of a team that could maybe come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think before the season started, it was like Cleveland, New York, and then I think the second tier was like Detroit, Orlando, Atlanta, and then the rest were like, who the hell knows, right?
Right.
And now Chicago's undefeated. They seem to have found something. Orlando's 1-4. Miami's Miami's playing well. I think they play San Antonio tonight. That should be a good game. Like, some of these teams are emerging that we had no idea
right. What
to expect. We don't know what to expect from Toronto. Like, Toronto's all over the place. They have some good wins. They got blown out at home last night by Houston. Like, the East, besides maybe Brooklyn, is just all over the place. So I think the teams are trying to find themselves, and Boston is definitely one of those teams that's trying to figure out, okay, where do we stand in the East? Obviously, you said it's going to be the Cavs, it's going to be the Knicks, but I don't trust Orlando at this point. I don't really trust Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't trust Atlanta. Like, they're going to have to prove, I think, throughout the season. And so we'll see, like, where Chicago ends up, where Miami, where Toronto ends up. What about Philadelphia? What the hell's going on? What's Charlotte doing? You know, now Indiana, they played really well that opening night against Oklahoma City, but now they're winless. Are they going to go into the tank? Because Brooklyn and Indiana look like two teams that are probably going to go start tanking and prepare for this, you know, really talented 26th draft. But the rest, it's going to be a crapshoot. That's why I think it's going to be fascinating every night.
Gary, I'm just curious your thoughts on this, because I think in Cleveland we're sitting here going, man, the Cavs have looked really good out of the gate the last, like, 2 years, but really good last year. And then, trying to figure it out, and then after the All-Star break, things kind of tapered down a little bit, and then you were dealing with this, you're dealing with that, and then by the time they got to the playoffs, it was like, man, that was a great regular season, but the fans here want more. How would you describe, and especially understanding the Celtics and the journeys they've been on, and also dealing with major injury too at certain points, the journey as we watch the NBA play out? It's almost like sometimes we see teams in the beginning of the season kind of, I don't want to say coast, but the veterans know, hey man, this is the time when things start to get amped up a little bit more. The journey.
Yeah, I think the Cavs last year, obviously 64 wins, they're the best team. Did they peak too early? Maybe. Were they prepared for what Indiana was going to – I mean, then they just blew the doors off Miami in that first-round series, so they weren't challenged, and then they run into an Indiana team that might have been, like, just kind of a team of destiny, right? Like, that – a team that was just – it was just willing. They had everything going at the right time. So I think the Cavs are just going to have to figure out – first, they got to get healthy, get – Garland back, get Strus back, and figure those things out. But also just maybe peak a little bit later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then to stay, to me, just stay healthy. You don't have to win 64 games this year, but you just got to play your best basketball in the postseason. And like you said, the Cavs kind of coasted because they didn't have a lot pushing them. The Celtics were kind of on the cusp of pushing them for the number one seed, but not really. I think they got maybe three games back at one time, but the Cavs knew that they were going to be the top seed. And then it just ended up that they ran into a really, really great team that was playing its best basketball. So it's an interesting plan. Do you go out? You know, we've seen teams that went out to a 20-3 start and they coasted to the championship. And we've seen teams like the first Heat team. I think they were 8-7, and then they ended up winning. So it's just don't know. It all depends on the team itself, how they want to prepare for the long run.
Gary, we're at that time in the sports calendar, the confluence, the equinox, whenever you want to call it, where, you know, baseball is merging, postseason baseball is merging with college football, and the NBA is getting started, and the NHL, and what have you. And we kind of overlook stories as we go here. To me, the Wembanyama story and his start this season has kind of been overlooked from a national perspective. I think we've all been waiting for the moment when he becomes the real unicorn and the superstar player that we all envision. What are your thoughts on Wemby at this point, and where is this going with him?
Yeah, I just think the only thing you do with him is cross your fingers that he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That nothing
Amen.
Happens
right.
Career-wise, because he's got that, you know, that frame that's just a once-in-a-lifetime frame in terms of, like, it could be that he develops maybe, you know, chronic leg or foot injury. You don't know because he's just such a rare human, right? You don't know whether he's going to play until he's 35. You hope that he has a 15- to 18-year career, but you don't know whether it could be 8 or 10. You just want to, I just think, cherish the time now that he's playing well. And I think he's got a real dog in him. I think that Olympic experience and losing in the gold medal game, and he's a guy who's just, he's not a nice guy. I think that's a good thing. I don't, you know, he's a real dog out there. And I just think he wants to take San Antonio where it hasn't been in several years. He wants to be one of the all-time greats. And he's just got all the physical skills to do it. He's long. He can shoot. He can get to the rim. He's an amazing defender. Like, everything is working. But I also think, honestly, San Antonio is prepared for this for a long time. Their roster is stacked with guys who are lottery picks. It's about time that they kind of compete. And I think, you know, he's the head of that snake, and I think they'll be a fascinating team to watch this year.
Just before we got to let you go here, just we're going to hit break. I'm just curious your thoughts, especially as an experienced NBA writer, and, you know, this is your life, man. You're watching all this stuff. Last week, all the stuff with the FBI gambling investigation, and what's going to be the ultimate impact on the league, and where are we going with this thing?
I don't know, because it's sort of too late. The horse has left the barn in terms of the association with gambling and betting companies. I mean, you know, I talked to someone from the league who said, well, you know, the NBA is doing its best to secure things. And I'm like, you're watching games now where before the game, the inside the NBA crew is telling you what player is going to score is over and who's going to score under. You're watching a game and the announcers are announcing during the game the live lines, right? The betting live betting lines. Like, it's totally in bed with betting, and now there can't be shock that some players are being sacrificed. And they're saying, well, listen, I can make a couple of bucks here, or I can make my friend a couple of bucks, or a family member. Like, they've got to figure this out. And I just think you've got to the personal betting. I forgot the name escaped. Where you can bet on someone's personal stats, not even bet on the game. I think they've got to eliminate that. And I don't know how you eliminate that. You know, I don't know. You can't call every casino and go, yeah, don't do prop betting anymore, please. Thank you. You know, like. you know, thank you, have a good day. Like, you can't do that because someone's going to be sacrificed. And I just think all these guys that were all in these bookies, these guys that were underhanded and 30, 40 years ago, these guys didn't disappear. They just are more sophisticated, right? It's, technology yeah. now. Like all the Guidos and all these guys that were, you know, that were literally, you know, the bookies of the 80s that your uncle knew and would call to bet on the games. Those guys are probably still around, right? So
they got laptops now, though, and they're all sophisticated, exactly. like you said. Yeah,
exactly. It's more sophisticated. But, like, gambling and crime run hand in hand. They're married. So the NBA gets involved and expects that things aren't going to happen. Like, this is, I can't believe they're surprised at this.
Hey, curious, let's go back to the Eastern Conference for a second. What do you think Mike Brown's impact is going to be on that Knicks team? Obviously, you know, it didn't work out with Tibbs and it had a shelf life there, but Mike Brown now at an interesting, you know, juncture in his career after kind of, you know, we've known him well from his time here in Cleveland, little bit of time with the Lakers, then he gets Sacramento kind of resurrected for a minute and then is let go. So what do you think Mike ends up doing with New York?
Yeah, I think with the Knicks, I mean, they got to play faster, but they got to figure things out. But I don't know if that's a harmonious locker room. I just don't know. Like, they didn't seem happy at all last year, right? Even through the playoffs. And then the season ends and guys are complaining about playing too much. I never heard players complain about playing too much, but that's where we're at in today's NBA. And then, you know, Tibbs gets fired and then they go this crazy, ridiculous coaching search where they call every other 29 NBA teams and ask them permission to talk to their coach. And then they get Mike Brown, who's obviously well-traveled, has been around, just got fired in Sacramento. Like, I don't know. If this thing failed, I don't think anybody would be surprised. But they have enough talent to where they should be the number one and number two seed in the East. They should be facing the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I just think there's some kind of level of dysfunction in New York. And you got guys who just don't seem all that happy. And that's really important.
All right. Hey, Garrett, before we let you go, how's life as an author? And you've got your book out there right now. I'm going to tell people a little bit about it and an illustrated timeline of the Boston Celtics. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's Celtic fans everywhere. So if you're a Celtic fan and you want to know the history of the organization, kind of in a pictorial frame, I wrote a book, The Boston Celtics Illustrated Timeline, the top 176 moments and players of the franchise's history. So going all the way back to 1948 when they were a member of something called the Basketball Association of America, all the way through the 24th championship. So if you're a Celtic fan or no one, it's a great purchase. I'm not saying that only because I wrote it, but it touches on all the aspects of the history. Some of the, obviously the 18 championships and some of the tough moments, the Lynn Bias, the Reggie Lewis, some of the hard times too. So I think it's a good purchase if you're looking for a really good basketball book.
Hey, as long as there's a page about John Havlicek on there, I'm good to go.
Oh yeah, we all know Celtic fan or two as well, yeah.
Exactly. I see. And Havlicek being an Ohio State guy.
So. Yeah. Hey, Gary, we appreciate it. Folks can get that books where good books are sold, right? That's the best
way. Yes, Amazon, all the good books are sold. Thank you. Yes.
Outstanding, Gary. Hey, thank you for your time. We do appreciate you. Thanks for the perspective on last night's game. And if you are a Celtics fan, you want to hop out there and get the book. I was just kind of looking through a little bit of it. So enjoy. I hope people pick that up as a holiday gift. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks, Gary.
It.
See you soon.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.